Hey, Good Shepherd. Welcome to week 5 of our distance learning. It has been quite an adventure. We definitely miss you here in the building, but it is great to see that your learning is still continuing. You're all working hard with the support of your amazing parents. And we here at school, we always go through your lessons each week, and we're very proud of all the hard work that the teachers are putting in as well. So a big thank you to all those teachers. Our birthday is for the last week of April. Happy birthday to Reese, Bree, Chase, Avea, Maya, Violet, Isabel, Miroslav, Julie, Simon, and Michael. We're in that point now where without you in the building, we would like to add some more stuff to our Facebook page. So for this week, we thought we'd go by kind of themes. And what we'd like you to do this week is either you or your parents send in pictures to my email address, plavery@redeemer.ab.ca, on pictures of the fine arts. So maybe it's you practicing a musical instrument. Maybe it is you painting or drawing or something along those lines. Maybe even dance or something like that. If you could send that in, that would be great. We'd love to get some of those pictures onto Facebook and show how you guys are continuing some of your learning on at home. Have a great week.
Hello, and welcome to our Even If You Miss podcast. I am Jaiselyn Hempel, and I am a VP at Ecole Good Shepherd School in Okotoks. Before we were all quarantined due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the students and I were researching a very important topic: organizing our rooms. Yep, that's right. I said it. I said it was very important, and you're probably wondering why. Well, did you know that if your space is cluttered, that it can actually cause us to become more stressed out and frustrated? This is true even for kids. Having an organized space really does make us feel better. Think about it. When your mom and dad ask you to clean your room, most of us groan and we get a little grumpy about doing it. But after the hard work of organizing and cleaning it happens, think about how you feel. I know I feel glad that the cleaning part is over with, but I feel a sense of energy and fulfillment that it is less cluttered. It makes me feel happier. Now the hard part is keeping it clean. As I mentioned earlier, the girls from our student leadership team, Grace, Taylor, Erica, and Lexi, did all of the research for this episode, but they never had a chance to tape it. So girls, I hope you're listening, and I hope I do you proud and get the message across loud and clear. Clean your rooms, declutter, and you will feel super proud of yourself and happier. We put together some tips to help you with organization. We studied a lot of Marie Kondo's ideas. If you haven't watched her show, it's on Netflix, and I highly recommend it. I know it sounds boring, but it's actually really entertaining. It's called The Art of Tidying Up. We channeled her ideas for this episode. Here is my version of tips for kids to clean your room. When I say clean your room, I mean an overhaul, a complete gutting of your room so that you will never have to clean this way again, as long as you keep it that way. I mean, you have to tidy it, but it won't take as much time, so you might as well do it right the first time, right? I call it the art of cleaning your room so well that your parents quit nagging. Neat title, hey? All jokes aside, if you clean your room, then it is done and it's over with. Here's the thing. If you clean your room, then it really helps with your negotiating skills and getting more of what you want from your parents because they're so proud and that you did such a great job. All right, let's get started. Here is tip number 1. Crank the music. Crank it loud and proud. Have a little air band or dance party to pump you up and then dive in. This will give you energy and make cleaning up way more enjoyable. Tip number 2. Set a timer for 15 minutes. And try to beat the timer or have a race with your siblings or your parents to see who can tidy up the quickest and the neatest. Tip number 3. We are going to start with the room before the closet. Pull everything out of the room and put it outside your room in a huge pile. I mean everything but the furniture and the heavy things. You will be amazed at what you find, especially under your bed. I am sure some of it could be used for science experiments because it's so moldy. Pull it all out and put it in a pile outside of your room. Tip number 4. set the timer for 5 minutes. Compare the pile with your sibling or your parent or your dog and see whose pile is the biggest. Then, whoever's pile is the smallest gets to make the other sibling do a physical challenge, something like 20 push-ups or jumping jacks for 5 minutes straight. Once that's done, get back to work. Tip number 5, set the timer for 15 minutes and go through the pile item by item. When I mean that, I mean one by one. I suggest you categorize your items, sort them into categories like books, papers, clothes, arts or sports stuff, things that make you happy, things that you write with, things that are really small, things that are really cool. You make the categories. If you haven't used it in a while or don't need it anymore, get rid of it. Put it in a giveaway pile. Well, and if it's garbage, put it in the garbage. If you are keeping it, put it back in your room in those organized categories that I talked about earlier. Group all similar things together, or you can even color code them. For example, if it's a bookshelf, organize all the books by color. I did this in my office at school, and my students love it. It also makes me happy, and it's really cool to look at, too. Tip number 6. Now that you have gone through the pile, it's dance party time. Set the timer for 5 minutes and try to do an exercise or dance for an entire song without stopping. Challenge your parent or your sibling or your dogs to do it too. See who wins. Tip number 7, this one is really easy. Make your bed. Wipe down anything that needs a wiping so that the dust doesn't collect and make you sneeze. And then, tip number 8, time for your closet. This one can be daunting because who knows what you have shoved in there to pretend that you've cleaned your room. Don't worry, us parents are on to you. Of course, some of you kids have super clean rooms to begin with, so this tidying room thing is old news to you. Way to go if you're that kid. But I was the other kid who always needed to be reminded by my parents to clean my room, or else. Your closet is as much of a mystery as what is under your bed, right? Guess what? You clean your closet the exact same way that you cleaned your room. Pull everything out and go through it one by one and sort it into categories, giveaway piles, garbage, and then put everything back in an organized way. I color-coded my clothes, and it's really neat to look at too. Now, this takes some time, so you may have to split it up a little bit and do your room one day and your closet the next day. The point is decluttering. That means making your space clean and less full of stuff, and it will make you and your parents happier. This doesn't have to be boring. Make a game of it and crank the music. That is a must. Another tip, just for fun, is use boxes to organize things, and it will hide the clutter as well. Okay, now for the benefits of having a clean room. Like I said earlier, it will make you feel happier because you have more space. Another really cool thing is that you get to design and organize that space however you want. So while you are cleaning, think of some really great decorating ideas to show your personality. You might want to set up a book corner with a comfy chair for reading or playing your video games. Another idea might be to hang some really cool posters or set up a secret hiding place in a corner of your room. You could decorate the boxes that you put your stuff in to spice up the place and give it some color. You could decorate your own art for your wall. Your room is a reflection of you, so decorate it however you want. I hope you'll find some of these tips really useful, and in the end, decluttering and making a space your own always makes people feel better. Plus, it leaves way more space for dance parties. Now that you have a lot more time at home, try this out and see what happens. Who knows? Maybe you will get a reward from your parents because they will be so shocked, proud, and amazed. Happy tidying!